This is EV Quest News Shorts, highlighting recent EV news headlines from New Zealand, Australia, and around the world. And of course, it's the weekend edition, so I'm talking with Riz Akhtar from Car Loop, based in Melbourne, Australia, phoning this in from a car somewhere in the outskirts of Victoria. Hello, Riz.
Hey, Adrian, good to be on. Yes, I'm coming in from a town called Coronella, which is on the way down to Phillip Island.
Good. Lovely part of the world.
It is. It's 35 degrees today, and I'm parked pretty close to the ocean, and it's nice and blue.
Well, maybe we'll just start with what were you up to this morning?
Yeah, it was a event organized by a renewable sort of community here in Coronella, and we had a few electric vehicles from the Electric Vehicle Association, and owners came out, and Tesla Owners Club of Australia also bought their cars, and owners were sharing the benefits of electric vehicles from everyday drivers looking at making the switch to electric cars.
And then I guess there's an increase in demand for electric cars based on the sales figures, EV sales, February in Australia.
Yeah, the biggest month we've ever had, Adrian. 9.6% it was, and we had an electric car that became the best-selling passenger car, surpassing the Toyota RAV4, that was the Tesla Model 3, the new refresh.
Okay, and Tesla Model Y at number 2.
Yeah.
And then there's a few other players, sort of like the usual suspects. BYD Atto 3 at number 3, BYD Seal number 4, MG4 at number 5, BYD Dolphin at 6, then the Kia EV6, Volvo XC40 Recharge, BMW i4, and rounding out the top 10, the Polestar 2.
Yeah, the Hyundai Kona Electric was also part of it, but Hyundai took a little while to get back to me with their numbers, and they sold, I think, 180-odd cars, so that will also be part of the top 10 list. It just wasn't covered when I was writing that story.
So that fed in at about 8th then?
Yes.
Would be them at 8th. And the Polestar with 2 would drop down to 11. So sort of like completely different to the New Zealand scene where we're still in a bit of a unsure about what's happening with EVs, but that's interesting. But another big story, well, a big story in Australia was about Polestar joins Tesla in quitting Australia's main car lobby, the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries.
Yeah, so they're the guys that compile all of this information. They get it through dealers and car manufacturers on how many cars they're selling, and also basically they lobby for car manufacturers to get what they want. They're not happy with our fuel emission standards that are being promoted by the federal government. So they're saying, well, our members like Toyota and others can't bring vehicles that are clean enough, so they'll be penalized. And that's not fair, but Tesla, you know, our vehicles are cleaner than what Tesla claims and all the rest of it, and bad-mouthing Tesla when Tesla is one of their members. And, you know, providing modeling on emissions that is not accurate and sort of picking and choosing and presenting that to the government, and Tesla's not happy with that, and so they've decided to do the right thing and walk away. And Polestar soon followed, and there's speculation that there's others like Volkswagen, which interestingly enough doesn't sell a car here that's electric, but they do it across the ditch in New Zealand with ID4.
Mm. And have been done for diesel emissions in the past.
Yeah.
So maybe there'll be a bit of a breakup of EV-focused companies and the ones that sort of want to stay as it is.
Sounds like it. One of my electric vehicle friends sort of says it's popcorn time because it's about to all go down. So it'd be interesting to see what happens, but you know, I think it's good for EVs and industry to sort of stand up for when they see stuff that's misleading or falsifying to everyday drivers.
And on the topic of new cars, new models of the week sort of thing, Rivian's come out with actually up to 3 new models: the Rivian 2, their smallest and most affordable EV, plus also a R3 and an RX, which is going to be a high-performance variant. So that's sort of been making news this week. R2 is about roughly the size of a BMW X3,
Yeah, I think it's going to be quite interesting to see how quickly they can ramp that production up. But I'm not sure if you've heard as well, Adrian, but they're not planning on starting production till 2026. So eventually it will trickle its way down into, you know, the New Zealand and Australian market, but it might be 2028, 2029 by that stage.
One car that is available in New Zealand from about now, the Chery brand, Chinese car company, is coming back into New Zealand. They've got the Omoda brand, which I hope to have a test drive soon. They've got a EV and an ICE version coming in. Sort of coming in to compete with BYD, GWM, MG. They've got the Omoda E5, which is sort of competing with the BYD Atto 3. So that should be, that might liven up the market a bit in New Zealand. And they have got a dealer network that's already, available to check out the vehicles for us.
I think it should be quite good. I believe they're going to be unveiling it later this month here in Australia. So, more options are always a good thing.
Car of the Year Award. Kia EV9, which you have recently driven, got voted World's Best Car for 2024 by the Women's Worldwide Car of the Year voting group, which was 75 women motoring journalists from 52 countries across 5 continents. The EV9 emerged triumphant. And that was also on International Women's Day that was announced, which was a couple of days ago.
Fantastic.
Have you been driving anything else recently, Riz?
No, not since the EV9. And the EV9, I found it a great car. Like, it rides and drives. It feels much smaller than it actually is. And it changes perceptions because, you know, car companies have told us for decades we need bigger cars. And this is the first big electric car we've had for a while. So not too bad.
I was going to say, what's it like in a car park situation, the EV9? Because it is
Difficult to park, but it's got all the sensors, you know, the 360 degrees and the rest. But still, the size does come into play. And, you know, our car parks in both Australia and New Zealand are getting narrower and narrower in shopping centres.
Yes. If I could change the world, I'd make larger spaced car parks.
Yeah, that's right. What about yourself? Have you driven anything?
No. Not since I drove the Valkyrie electric bike.
Hey.
I'm working on a few cars in the future. Just seeing Teslas, you know, you just spot Teslas, just the standard. There's a white Tesla. Just the usual. There's a white Tesla spotted.
Yeah, the yellow cab, right? It's the taxi of the, yeah. The white Camry. The white Camry is equivalent. So, but you haven't come across any new Tesla killers in the news last week or
The Rivian... The Rivian did get mentioned as a potential Tesla killer in the article I read.
Well, that's it. I think there's plenty more coming. We're going to have a few new model launches like the Chery you mentioned, but Volvo EX30 also coming, Polestar 3.
I've got that booked in. I'm booked in for a test drive of that.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, that should be a very interesting car because Volvo's first ground-up electric car that's not based on an XC40. And it will give us a glimpse of what potential Polestars and Volvo products that are ground-up electric cars can be like. So, looking forward to seeing your review, Adrian.
Yeah, I've already had a very short drive of it, and it was quite impressive. Okay, Riz, I'll let you get back to a busy day in Australia. And thank you for your time, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adrian. Have a good one.